This is the Heart of LAFC Podcast, episode 70.
The City of Angels is black and gold. You are listening to the Heart of LAFC Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Jerry Jimenez and Joseph Zacher.
What is up? Welcome to the Heart of LAFC Podcast. My name is Jerry Jimenez, your host, your friend, your insider into the Los Angeles Football Club. Thank you for joining us for episode 70 of 70. 70. Why did I say like that, Joseph? That's weird. Episode 70 of the Heart of LAFC. Mr. Joseph Zacher. How are you, man?
Doing good. Getting ready for an amazing road trip this weekend.
Yes, I'm tired. That's what it is. I'm tired. And I'm also, I can't spoke tonight for whatever reason. I'm not spoken properly. But yeah, man, looking forward to that road trip. I can't take that road trip, unfortunately. Actually, as we speak, my hands are filled with yellow paint because I'm doing a whole bunch of projects for my son's birthday party this weekend. But you know there will be a TV with the game on. I'm excited to see that San Jose Earthquakes versus LAFC match in San Jose. We're going to jump into that in just a sec because this is going to be quite a road trip, apparently, for what is quite a few people, if I'm not mistaken.
The definition of epic. Yes.
That should be pretty interesting. If you got to listen to episode 69 earlier this week, you may have noticed that we have split into two. The last one actually was only supposed to be about 45 minutes. I think we went a few minutes over that.
The time is kept on the field. The official time is kept on the field.
So two halves. We're thinking about doing that now, for each week, doing a couple of episodes actually a week, splitting the recap of the game from the weekend previous, and then previewing the next game on a separate episode. Because not only do we have more to talk about, we can give you guys more information, more stats, which I know you guys all love. And so this is an easier way. It was also listening to your input. We've had a lot of people comment on maybe you should split these episodes up. And throughout the week, it'll give you maybe something to look forward to. I don't know. You guys were trying it out this week. Let us know what you think. Also, I am happy to announce that we do have a one-on-one series episode coming up this Friday, and it's going to be a really, really good one. So look out for that. Actually, that will be released Friday the 29th is what we're hoping for. Keep updated on our social media because this person on this one-on-one is awesome. And so that will be announced who that is on social media shortly. So definitely very excited for you guys to check that out and to see that. Let us know also how you feel about us splitting these episodes into two. Is it too much? Do you want it to go back to just one? We're listening to your input. We care about what you guys think. Joseph, you've heard this as well, right? So it's something that we want to make sure that we are being constantly evolving and changing and making it the best that we possibly can. So
again, it's your show, guys. We want to be there for you guys. We want it to be a proper representation of our club, our fan base, our people, you know. Mm-hmm. So tell us what you like. We'll give it a shot. I think this week, I'm digging it. I'm digging the two halves. This is pretty cool.
Awesome. So San Jose, man, the Smurfs coming up here this weekend. Going to be quite a road trip. Do you want to just jump into it? Because I don't think there's anything nice for us to say about these poor guys. I do believe they won the wooden spoon last season.
Big, fat, cracked wooden spoon. Yes. And I hate them even more for it because they took it from you know who.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad about that, actually.
Bums.
Yeah.
So, we're playing the Smurfs. They beat us in the preseason. Yes, I know. I learned my lesson, all of you. I won't make that mistake again, I promise. I'm not giving score lines anymore, especially preseason matches. But yes, they took us in preseason, taught us a little bit of a lesson on how to play dirty and hard, and even in a preseason match. But guess how that worked out for them? It didn't. They're currently 0-3. Well, y'all know where we're standing at. So maybe that hard luck play doesn't go so well for certain sides. Ours, hey, you know, no complaints about us. But let's talk about our enemy, because let's be honest, they're our enemy. It's our it's a California Derby here. As far as I'm concerned, this is the LA San Jose Derby. I don't believe what other advertisers might say, but this is LA and this is actual San Jose playing each other. Technically Santa Clara, but you know. So yes, they have an 0-3 record. You're going to think, oh gosh, these guys are a disaster. We're going to walk over them. It's going to be completely easy. And I tell you, you are wrong, sir. I've been one of the poor fellows that have actually followed these guys and watched every match to get an idea of what our enemy does. And I can tell you that they're not a pushover. It might appear to be a pushover by the stats in some cases, but I've got other ones to weaponize that. And I can tell you from watching them, they aren't that bad. They're going to end 0-4 the season. Do I think they're a playoff team? No, but I think they'll be closer to 500 when they finally find their feet.
Oh, geez.
Why? Couple reasons. One, they're a hard luck side. Every game except for the Red Bull disaster, honestly, they looked better for most of the match. But things happen in their games. Dumb things happen in their play, in their games. Mm-hmm. And so they lose in heartbreaking fashion. It's one of those seasons for them. Truth is, they outpossess the teams that they play, especially at home. They have an excellent flow to their game and a very high pass accuracy. That's right, guys. They build out of the back. They build up. Almeida has them playing right, but the weapons he has seems to fail in pressure situations. Yep, that's what's happening to these guys. So their system is good. They play a 4-1-4-1. It is defensive-minded. They tend to outshoot teams as well. The only problem is the ball tends to fail actually reaching the keeper or the net and goes out of bounds. That's what happens with this team a lot. So lack of accuracy in the final third, even though they get themselves the final third quite often. And then, like I said, they have heartbreak moments like own goals, poor defensive transitions, and outright turtling when games get really pressure-filled. And so they blow games late. They seem to blow every game late. That's what's happening to the Earthquakes right now. So against Montreal, honestly, they should have shown better. That game, they really should have shown better. And the 3-0 destruction to Minnesota, if you really watch the game, yes, the goals fell the wrong way for them and they lost badly 3-0, but the flow of play didn't suggest that. So that's the truth of it, of them playing at home. Hard luck all the way. Red Bull, on the other hand, on the road, oh boy. That was really interesting. It was a tale of two halves. Guess what? They took the lead in that match and were better in the first half. They were. Second half, not so much. And when they finally gave up the second goal in the match, they turtled and gave up two late ones simply because they just had nothing left. They lost the fight, and they gave up a goal in the 85th, 87th minute. We're talking about back post tap-ins, basically, at a team that had given up on the day. On that day, they only had one shot on target. They did score from that and looked like they were going to hold on for that match. It didn't work out for them because, again, they're a hard luck side. But guess what? This is weird. Even though they got beat up the way they did, they still had the lion's share of possession and better pass accuracy than who they were playing. Again, the flow. It's what they do. Again, final 10 minutes, what failed them. The weird thing is, though, because their transition's not so great, they were outshot 23-8, even though most of those 23 shots were late in the second half.
Jeez. So basically a deflated club at that point.
I think, yeah, they kind of broke their spirits in the third loss. I think they were a little shocked by how it all turned out. And you could see it on the way they were reacting, the way the coaches were reacting. All bad news late in that game. But otherwise, they were okay in the first half, just like they were in the first two games of the season. But frustration came out. Hopefully that frustration remains and we can take advantage of it this week. But they're not a pushover. We are going to have to earn this. They're not going to just bail out and let us take this. They're desperate. They're hungry. They're a wounded side trying to not go 0-4 on the season, and they're playing at home. In their heads, they should be 3-1 after this weekend if they play the way they're supposed to play. that's the truth of it. That's what they're going in to do. Do not think this is going to be a walkthrough. It's not. The nice thing is we rally late now, so I think they're in trouble in that side because it seems like maybe they have issues with fitness. It sounds more and more like it from what I've seen, the way they give up. But guess what? If they get lucky and get a couple goals on us early in this match, we might have trouble. So we're going to need all the support we can get. The guys are going to have to stay composed. But guess what? Our boys are coming home. So we will have an A squad for this match. Not a lot of reserves necessary. So should be good on our end. Yeah. That's my take on these guys. System 4-1-4-1. Play out of the back. Play defensive. Try to hold possession. That's what these guys do.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I've noticed, of course, with Matias Almeida coming into the league and then into not the greatest of teams, to put it lightly, he has, you know, a lot of work to do. And I think that this season is going to be kind of a wash at the end of it because of what they're trying to build. So I think that he wants to see what he had. He did bring a couple of people, but I don't think that he's had quite the free reins, I guess you can say, that he did in previous clubs, to where I think next season he's going to be able to, you know, remove some players that don't work quite in the way that he works, and then bring in players that are more of his style. And so I think that they've been struggling quite a bit with that, as you're saying. Maybe their health, their endurance isn't quite there, so that they're not in the entire 90 minutes aren't lasting quite there. If you look at some of their stat leaders, I mean, it's a little telling. Yes, we're only 3 games into the season, but their goals leader is, of course, Magnus Eriksson with how many goals? One,
yeah.
And then next is Christian Espinosa with how many?
One.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then you look at assists. That goes to Vaco with 1 assist. You know, yes, you have Magnus Eriksson with 1, Anibal Godoy with 1 as well. But, you know, for the most part, they're going to give it to that midfielder, Vaco, just because of how he's showed up as well. Magnus Eriksson is probably their star player right now. You know, you would think that Chris Wondolowski would be, but also Chris hasn't really showed up this season very much. And then you look at shots on goal, and I mean, just kind of going through these stats, you can tell that this team is kind of just, it feels defeated, depleted only after 3 games. They are nothing like what they were looking to possibly be during the offseason, which is interesting.
Yeah, they have a Kentucky Derby jockey and he's riding a donkey. I mean, that's kind of where we're at right now. he does have some weapons. He does have some players, but you know, he has maybe 3 guys he trusts off the bench, and that's it. Mm-hmm. These guys just rotting on the bench, even in these poor results. He's not playing other players. He's not really experimenting with certain players. Some guys that were starters last year are sitting there rotting right now. Mm-hmm. That could be contract related. He's in a tough state. He is a good coach. There's no question. We can see the system that he's trying to develop. He knows he has to play out of the back. He knows he has to slow the game down. He wants to play with some flow, and they're fairly accurate in what he wants them to do, but they can't put in a full 90.
No.
It's just that simple. They can't do it.
So you were saying that they have 3 games in the regular season, all lost, right? So 2-1 to Montreal Impact, real quick, 2-1. 3-0 to Minnesota United, and 4-1 to New York Red Bulls. Now, they also just played a friendly. What? They just played a friendly against Monterrey from Liga MX. So Monterrey, sorry. There you go. I'll say it right. Monterrey. And guess what? They lost 2-1 in a friendly as well. So 4 losses in a row of all games played. And coming into a home game, you know, against LAFC that will have all of their players back, if I'm not mistaken now. So
yes, everybody's back. Everybody seems to be healthy.
All 5 players that have been out on international duty will be back. We're not too sure about any injuries. The injury report hasn't quite come out yet, but not looking too good for San Jose. But like you said, you cannot say that this will be an easy game, because as soon as you do that, guess what? We jinx it and we learned our lesson. We're not going to do that.
Yep. So we're playing a wounded animal in a midday match. We kind of not do so great on midday or away matches, right? At least that's our history. So, you know, we're going to have to grind. They're going to play it tough. I guarantee you they're going to kill Flo, just like every other team that we've played so far. Is they're going to be leaking about us, thinking about us and slowing us down. At the same time, trying to hold possession for themselves and not move forward too much. They'll be very, very cautious in their approach. Yeah. That's how they play. So expect a lot of slow possession play, waiting things out, not taking too many chances. And when they do, it's one of these quick incursions at the last second. That's how they play it. Our team, my bet is that we're just going to be run and gun, overlap speed, wear them down. Back to what we saw against probably Portland. That is basically the style that I expect us to do, because that's what we do best, with a similar lineup to Portland. I don't expect it to be different than that. You know, there are some guys that are going to be playing international matches, midweek here, so that could have an effect on what the lineup could be for fatigue reasons. But honestly, I do expect pretty much the right starting lineup to come in. If not, we have weapons. So, hey, the story might be, you know, I don't want to predict. You guys don't want me to predict, but
don't do it
on this case, but I won't do it. I won't do it. But I will say the story might be what happens off the field more than on the field, for good reasons, because the road trip. I'll just say it right now. This will be the biggest road trip ever for the 3252. There,
awesome.
I said it.
Cool.
I said it. The biggest ever. Proper away day. Taking up entire sections and maybe a section and a half. Okay. I heard like 8 buses. Like, it's monstrosity stuff here, guys. So, yes, I am going to be on one of these buses. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to make a lot of noise, and you guarantee that new chant's going to get everybody riled up and turn some heads up and scare some people in San Jose, and that's a good thing. So on that end, it'll be good. I'm hoping that electrifies our team that much more. We get a result. That's the hope. That's the prayer. For me, that's the expectation.
Absolutely. I think that's what we're all kind of expecting, right? Do you think that Christian Ramirez makes his way back into the starting 11?
I have a funny feeling it's going to be reverse order.
Yeah.
So Dio starts and Ramirez comes in for him.
Huh. Interesting. I think Dio did great, you know, starting last weekend against RSL. So he definitely held his own. He showed that he does have his stamina back, and he can pretty much play a full 90. I think he could have.
Think so too.
You know, they subbed him out about the 70 something minute, like 75th or so, but it was still looking good at that point, I believe. So
no, he was still effective all the way till he was called off the pitch, and it was fine because of the strategy and play. I expect the same amount of time this week. And then a sub comes in. We'll see if it's Christian. But I do think Dio gets his start again.
You know, I do want to give a quick shout out, because we didn't do it the last episode. But, team of the week for this week. Actually, we had not one, not two, but 3 players that were named into the squad. Actually, Walker Zimmerman making the start in 11. And then we had Diego Rossi and Eduard Atuesta. Very well earned, by the way, for Atuesta there in the bench. One thing that I did find pretty interesting was, maybe not interesting now that I'm saying it out loud, because there wasn't very many games played. It was kind of an international break, right? Mm-hmm. So we had Saucedo and Romando from RSL also making the team of the week. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I do feel like maybe we could have had more than three players on this team of the week.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, Tyler didn't have much work to do, so yeah. No luck for Tyler on this case. It's not like he did anything wrong, a penalty kick. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he was flawless and had good touches and good distribution on the day. I was impressed by that. We did a lot of work with Tyler in the back the last match. I could see that again. I could see us playing more short side play rather than dealing with him punting the ball. I think that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Congrats to everybody who made the team. They earned it. And like you said, they should have been more. I agree. Definitely should have been more.
Okay.
But, maybe we'll get more this week.
Maybe. Especially with 3252 taking their biggest road trip ever. You said 8 buses?
Something like that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so don't quote Joseph on the 8 buses, but there's going to be a lot of people taking a trip down, or I should say up, to San Jose. Very interesting.
If it's 6, if it's 8, it's still massive. And a lot of people, there's like a caravan of cars going in, also people flying up. So I'm just saying, this is a monster, guys. Something that people have been talking about for ages. That's how good this one's going to be.
Awesome. Yeah. Joseph, now, one of the reasons that I have you on this show, not only because you're awesome, you're my best bud, but you also know a lot about the history of the league and everything that came before it. Now, one of the nicknames that they've given the Earthquakes, San Jose, is Smurfs. And that's something that I've always wondered. Yeah. And I kind of know why, but I think there's a lot of people out there that are not too sure of where that came from. Can you kind of give us a little bit of background on what that is and why the Smurfs?
For sure. So the Smurfs came about not from their official like first season, because their first few seasons they had bizarre colors and a scorpion. I kid you not. They had a 90s scorpion. Wait,
sorry, I was drinking some coffee and you just said it, they had a scorpion?
They had a scorpion logo. Yeah. Then when they were the Clash back in the day. They actually switched over to become the Earthquakes, it was an ode to the old team that used to play up there, even though they didn't take their colors, go figure. And they chose to wear this weird powder blue, royal blue uniform. And, you know, the colors were blue, white, and black, but this really ugly blue. And it was Smurf blue. It is what it is. And their rivalry is with another team that we shall not name. The name Smurfs developed. And basically everyone's jumped onto the Smurfs. It's stuck. Yes, they've darkened the blue since then and put a little bit of red into their logo to finally pay the proper homage to the original NASL Earthquakes. But the name is stuck. And I think, you know, they got the Smurfs. Carson got the Scum during that period. The Smurfs is just so fitting for a team because they do play and they do act in this kind of annoying little mindset of look, what about me? What about me? I mean, they did win some cups, you know, back in the day. But yeah, that's where the Smurf comes from. It's just they used to wear Smurf colors. It is what it is. Looks better now, but yeah, totally Smurf.
I just want to remind everybody of that beautiful TIFO that was displayed last season, Death from Above, at the Cali Clásico, we will call it. Is that Cali Clásico 2? Or what did you said it is the Cali Clásico, is what you're saying.
There's only one LA, and there's only one San Jose / Santa Clara that we're taking on. I think this one's going to turn into it will be a good rivalry once they get some, you know, results. Hopefully not anytime soon. But, you know, rivalries are rivalries, and things tighten up when you play a rival. So it is going to develop over time. I think our supporters are going to kind of push that along if we, you know, out-sing, out-jump, out-work them in their own stadium. It'll kind of go on fast forward at that point.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, we did it last game, and we broke their hearts last game, so that helps too when we were in their house. Shout out to Gian Moutinho, who actually got a point this week. for his late game heroics for us back then. Still one of my favorite games all time for the team, especially on an away day, in that last second victory. So hopefully we'll break their hearts again. And yes, the Smurfs are the Smurfs. They're never going to escape from that. They just have to deal with it.
So if you haven't seen the TIFO for a reason, look it up. Just look up San Jose Earthquakes, LAFC, Smurf, and it should pop up. It says Death from Above, and it's a falcon holding, with its claws, holding a Smurf, Papa Smurf head, basically.
Yeah, decapitated. Yes.
Decapitated
Papa Smurf.
Mm-hmm. Over the City of Angels, and it's in the shape of our crest. It's pretty awesome. Good job, 32 mm-hmm. to do. So just wanted to throw that out there. We're definitely ready for them. I think it's going to be an amazing road trip for everybody heading over there. Like I said, unfortunately, I can't make it, but I will be watching from home, and I hope I hear you louder than the NYCFC game, which was loud enough, but let's do it up. I have a feeling this one's going to have a totally different power to it. Something tells me. So
there's a certain chant that's going to help with that, I think, too.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I can't wait for it. And what's weird is it's a 12:00 or 12:30 match, which of course makes road trips a little more complicated. So mm-hmm. most of the buses are going to be leaving town like at midnight to 2 a.m. To get out there in time. So it's a lot of late night runs, and then hopefully we're a safe trip up there. Get some sleep, get some shut eye on the way up. I know some of you are going to have difficulty with that. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of singing on the way up. But get some sleep. We need you at full tilt for the match, because it's going to be a doozy.
Awesome. Hey, and with that being said, obviously it's being a road trip, there's a lot of people that are not going to be able to make it out. Watch parties really haven't been promoted very much because it seems like a lot of people are going to be there. Yeah, I was going to say, there's 3,252 people going on this road trip.
A lot of weight on the shoulders there, man. it's going to be big. Those who tend to set up all the events and leadership from pretty much every group is heading up there. There will be watch parties, guys, and they will be announced soon. I don't have a big list because, honestly, we're getting things locked down for the trip itself. A lot of hard work from a lot of good people. Shout out to Rafa from the Lucky Boys, who was our away ticket director, doing such hard work because it was tough getting tickets this time around. You can imagine with so many people going. But he got the job done, and we're all in a very good spot because of him. So shout out to Rafa. You the man, dude.
Yeah, amazing, man.
Amazing work. And so we're there, and the watch parties will happen. You know, Lucky Boys will be, at Lucky Baldwin's, right? That's kind of a given. The other ones will develop, and check it out on social media. Instagram seems to be the winner of the day when you're looking for these watch parties. So keep your eyes peeled, scroll, look. You'll find one, and there'll be a bunch of official LAFC ones announced shortly as well.
Awesome. And I did want to bring you up, Troy girls soccer team actually reached out to us on Instagram, and they wanted me to promote their watch party. They have actually some pretty cool stuff going on. They're going to be at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. All right. So LAFC coming to Orange County. They said LAFC watch party Saturday, March 30th at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Slide Bar is in the same parking lot as the Fullerton train station. There will be a live band performing after the game. And Slide Bar can hold about 275 people in the outside area. They want to pack the house. There are going to have about a dozen underprivileged kids from the community attend the party as VIP guests. And they're highlighting the nonprofit organization called Flock. The students will be fed, receive some LAFC swag and other items. And they're not just trying to make it a party, but do a little bit of philanthropy as well. So sponsored by some awesome people there. There's going to be a lot of information. So make sure you follow Troy Girls Soccer. By the way, this is the first official watch party in Orange County. The Slide Bar is one of the LAFC bar partners. So definitely go and visit them. Like I said, they're going to be also the LAFC Slammers. So that is the women's team, and supporting FLUCK, which I believe stands for Fullerton Loves Orange County Kids. Pretty cool stuff. Again, your opportunity to go and watch a game and help them out over there if you're in Orange County and you're not going to San Jose. So shout out to you guys. That's going to start at 12:30, and then there's a Rush cover band at 3:30, so after the game.
Nice.
Good
nice.
Stuff, man.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
So make sure you follow us on social media. We're going to try to post about all the other watch parties as they come up. There's bound to be quite a few.
There's probably going to be like, let's see, about 15, I'd figure.
Jeez.
It's like that now. So scattered all over Southern California. So keep your eyes peeled. There'll be one near you.
Awesome stuff. I want to take this opportunity as well to remind you guys, we only have a few days left on the Stay Golden Splatter Tea that is over on Bonfire. So what we did is we've partnered up with bonfire.com. They have what's basically a pre-sale right now for our t-shirt. This was designed by Jeff Gouveia, and he did a design that is available on three different colored shirts. It's basically black, charcoal, and white, available extra small to 3XL. So you go in there, it's $20. You just go in, purchase that tee. You're helping out the podcast, help us grow, get some equipment, get better at this. It's definitely awesome. And you get a really cool t-shirt, by the way. It's a really high quality shirt. We only have a few days left. So this campaign actually ends on March 30th. And right after that, orders start shipping. So April 8th. Is when orders will start shipping. You should have it by the next home game, is what it feels like. So, I would go ahead and go order one. Go and check that out. We have so far 26 sold. Once these are made and printed, they will not be printed again. You will not have an opportunity to buy this unless somebody decides to sell it on eBay. And good luck finding your size. I'm just letting you know right now, go and get that. We need your help. We know how much you love the show. If you want us to get better and make this the best it can possibly be, please help us out by getting one of those shirts for yourself. And at the same time, you help us out. So also, Joseph and I have been working on a couple of other merch ideas. Mm-hmm. And very, very soon, I kind of posted a little bit of a teaser. You can go and check that out on Instagram. I'll be kind of posting little teasers here and there about some more merch that's coming out. And that will probably also be available by the next home game. And I'm happy to announce I will be at the next home games against Cincinnati in, what is it, the 13th? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be out there, and I'm bringing my son with me. So if you guys want to meet Diego, he will be out there with me. We're going to have a little boys' night out. We're gonna watch this game together with all of you in the North End. He's been asking to go and hang out, so definitely excited for that. It's gonna be a good game. Hopefully we'll see you guys there as well. Anything to add before we announce this winner of our contest, which we've been kind of holding off on, honestly?
A big giant thank you to everybody who contributed and sent us their heartfelt comments, including you, Jimmy.
Yeah, we read it. Jimmy, thanks.
I read that, sir. I've read some really awesome ones. No, I mean, honestly, thank you, sir. Everyone that participated in it, we love it. We take it to heart. There's some great suggestions we're actually going to be looking at and working on, as you can tell, this week. Yeah, it's all good, and we're beyond happy to have everybody helping us out in this process. So thank you, guys.
Yeah, and before I announce this winner, I did want to say that we are actually going to make this a weekly thing. And as I was talking to Joseph about this, I was just, we're going through the reviews, and they're also awesome. So this was not an easy decision.
Nope.
And we have other things to give out. So each week, we're going to pick one of the reviews that have been left on iTunes or Stitcher. Okay, so I'm going to actually be looking at all of these, all of our platforms that we're available on. And if you're leaving a review, what I would like to do is actually start doing giveaways. So every week, every time that we do one of these, we will actually have one winner. So review of the week, basically. And each week, we're going to give something different out. This week, starting, it's going to be one of the Stay Golden splatter teas. Okay. So are we ready to announce the winner? Joseph? There we go. Drum roll. The winner is Alf Omar. And let me go ahead and read his review. Let's see what he had to say here. I listened to a few different LAFC podcasts, and I've got to say this one right here is probably the best bang for your buck in terms of all things black and gold. Each week, they do an in-depth analysis of the last match the club played, as well as detailed preview of the next match. They praise when players deserve to be praised, but also aren't afraid to criticize when it needs to be done. However, what makes this podcast stand out over the others is the time they give to things that are going on off the pitch, whether it be 3252 events, community engagement in and around the city, updates on our on-loan players, and giving other fans an opportunity to use their platform to let their voices be heard via voicemail and Twitter. From the beginning, LAFC has wanted to make itself known as a club that cares for and is involved with their fans and community. And I think the lads on this podcast do a fantastic job of representing that mission here. If you've only got time for one LAFC podcast during your week, make it this one. Jerry and Joseph have got you covered. Alf Omar, thank you so much for that review. Honestly, it pretty much hit exactly what we're trying to accomplish. Right, Joe?
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'm beyond flattered and humbled by the comments. I think what he's mentioning is something that we strive for. I don't think we're totally there yet, but we're fighting for it. And in terms of the other podcasts, we're in great company.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of amazing ones, and they're growing, just like we are. So again, thankful for everyone's comments. Thank you, Alfamar. And congratulations on the splatter shirt. That's really cool. I don't even have one yet. I'm just saying. I'm like you guys. I'm going to be on the list too. We both will. So, hey, can't wait to sport it at one of the games. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, thank you. Thank you again, guys. Awesome.
Yeah. Alf Omar, if you don't mind, because I don't get any of your information, I would like for you to reach out to us, any sort of social media that you can, email us, and I need to get your address and your size so we can get you that shirt, because we actually do need to order it. So here's the thing with Bonfire is that they are making the shirts. They are shipping the shirts. They're completely in charge of everything. And so we are going to go ahead and order you that shirt. We need to make sure that we have the right size for you. So hit us up on that. If you would like to check that out, go to bonfire.com/staygolden. There you will see the Stay Golden splatter tee. Again, you only have a few days left before this campaign closes. And once it's done, they're done. I'm not putting it back up there. They're not going to be printed ever again. So these are truly going to be limited edition. So make sure you get yourself one of those. And I can't wait to see these walking around the stadium, man. I'm really excited for that. That's like something I really look forward to. And by the way, yeah, Joseph is right, actually. He hasn't purchased one. What's up, Joe? I'm going to throw you under the bus right now.
Dude, well, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
But the wife and I got one, actually.
I'm lobbying for children's sizes. Just saying.
Oh, man. Look, next one, maybe. I will try. Maybe. I don't think that Bonfire makes kid sizes, to be honest.
I don't. They don't. I'm getting one. Sandy's getting one. Just hope we make it in time for the deadline, right? Yeah. I'll just do the walkers in and leave it till like 11:59 p.m. on the deadline to get the order in. So, just saying, I have to do it the LAFC way. So, all good. I can't wait to wear the shirt at the Cincinnati match if that's the one we get to wear it at.
Yeah. Hey, for the rest of you, don't be like Joseph. Don't be like Walker Zimmerman. Don't be like Diamande. Don't wait till the last minute. Just buy one. Just get one.
And don't be like Jordan Harvey and watch somebody else get one. Like, come on.
Oh, just, that's mean.
Just I'm messing. I love Jordan Harvey. You know that. But yeah, dude, follow through. You want one, don't hesitate because it will be gone.
Yeah. No, for sure. Don't wait. Don't make that mistake because then once it's gone and you're like, oh, I didn't get one. Guess what? Sorry. There's nothing I can do. I've been warning you guys now for like a month. So at least it feels like it's been that long. But seriously. And then real quick shout out actually also to Lokai. If you guys haven't seen these bracelets, I just posted one on Instagram. They sent us a couple of bracelets that are LAFC colors. Okay. And they're officially sponsored by, or I should say they're they have the rights for MLS, and so they're making bracelets that are actually pretty nice. You can check out their website. It's Lokai, Lokai. They send us some bracelets to bring. The reason I bring that up is because we're going to give some away, okay? And so the way that we're going to do that is going to be with these reviews, okay? And so like I said, every week we are going to start picking one winner per week. If you've already left a review, you're automatically in. Okay, we're taking all of them into consideration. So I want you guys to know that. But that's pretty much it. We have a couple other things coming up that are still being worked on, so I don't want to give too much information out. Believe it or not, we have another episode this week being released, a one-on-one series episode as well, coming to you guys this Friday, hopefully, in the morning. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. But I think that's it, man. I think we're done with episode 70. What do you have anything to add before we go?
I think, yeah, we've got this one pretty well covered here. Can't wait to see the game this weekend. Can't wait to get on the road and make it work. But yeah, nothing but love for everybody out there. And let's win another one.
So as you guys already know, Los Angeles will be facing the San Jose Earthquakes Saturday, March 30th, 12:30 p.m. Pacific time. You can watch that on Univision, ESPN LA 710. Listen to it there. Or KFWB 980. They will be playing the following week against DC United and then coming home to play against Cincinnati. So hopefully we'll see you guys at the next home game. We will be talking to you next week about the DC United game and hopefully talking about a pretty good game against the Earthquakes. That's all I'm going to say. Hopefully we're talking about a good game. All right. We do not want to jinx anything anymore. We learned our lesson, huh, Joe?
Yes. No scoreline coming from me, sir.
All right. No scoreline. You don't want to predict the starting lineup? No.
We'll leave
it. Oh, you do? Down. Okay. Go
for it. I can. Miller, Betashore, Segura, Zimmerman, Harvey. Midfield, K, Atuesta, Wynn. I'm going to go for it. I think he's probable. I'll just say that. Okay. Forwards, Dio, Vela, Rossi. Substitution, well, I think Dio will get subbed out later in the second half. Outside of that, we will see. It's kind of hard. It's going to be either win or blessing, guys. I'm just going to throw that out there. If it's not win, then it's blessing. We'll go from there.
No Orta, huh? No love for the Orta.
Maybe. I mean, honestly, it is San Jose, so maybe he would play. I just love the options, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. But how does Horta start over K? Because they play the same job. Now.
Oh,
I guess that's what he's
doing. Okay. All right. I see what you're doing.
Because Atuesta owns his spot. Nobody's touching him. So it's K or Horta. Who are you going to pick?
What do you guys think? Those that are listening, leave us a comment. Let us know what you think before the game, of course. Before they announce the actual lineup. Who do you think is going to be? Let us know. It's been great talking to you guys. Thank you for sticking around and listening to episode 70. Another one in the books for the Heart of LAFC podcast. Again, thank you all for consistently letting us be in your ears. Joseph and I really appreciate it. So for Mr. Joseph Secker, my name is Jerry Jimenez, and you have been listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. Stay golden.
Thank you for listening to the Heart of LAFC. Make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. Shoulder to shoulder, the black and gold is taking over.